8 minutes, okay?
Okay, everybody, welcome back from the break. Brian Stavely here. I'm filling in for Bull Acoste tonight. Also here we have Truth War, and
I'm terrible with what's our other buddy's name again? I'm sorry.
All right, guys, we'll be here with you till 12 o'clock. We're gonna do another hour right here and inform for you guys, okay? So anything you guys want to talk about tonight, feel free to call in, guys. Anytime. Feel free to call in and talk about anything, all right? We'd love for you guys to call. We'll get you right on. And, you know, it doesn't have to be about anything that we talked about tonight. Anything we've ever talked about, anything you want to talk about, it doesn't matter. Give us a call, 772-905-3018. We were doing a lot of talk about the food, finishing up the last hour. I don't know, Truth, is there anything else you wanted to add about the food?
Well, I mean, I can go all day and night about food.
Anything that that you noticed that we really missed as far as a point we need to drive home that I might have kind of passed over earlier?
Yeah, one of the things is the psychology of it, which has, implications in other areas as well, where we have such an apathetic attitude towards, what's important, like food. And it was just very frustrating for me growing up, saying, words flying around about how you got to be careful, you got to eat right, and and people are like, you talk to people and one-on-one, and almost nobody really cares about, knowing where your food comes from, the habits that you need to do to be healthy, like eating raw foods.
Mm-hmm.
That's not important. What's important is pizza and this delicious chicken you buy at the takeout window.
Yep. And with some people, though, I do think they do care, but they're so naive in believing that people like the USDA and FDA are looking out for their health that they don't need to look into it themselves, and they think that if it was that bad for you, it wouldn't be on the shelves. A lot of people are like that, and that's absolutely the wrong way to go about it, too. I mean, be farther from the truth.
Yeah, one thing that also isn't true is that these letter agencies have anything to do with the government. They really aren't. We know that the CIA certainly isn't. The CIA is above the government.
I mean, yeah, in many respects, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and really not the government. The CIA is the Mossad, the American branch of the Mossad. And all of it, IRS is, the Rothschilds' enforcement arm. The FDA, we shouldn't assume that the FDA, ATF, all of them alphabet agencies are anything to do with the government.
No, they're all basically mafias. They're all little gangs, and they just, they just present themselves as being something official because they get these names and they wear suits to work, and, they're basically criminal groups, most of them. I mean, look at what the ATF did with giving the 30,000 guns to the drug cartel. I mean, if that's not a criminal, if that's not an act of a criminal organization, I mean, what is? It goes on all the time.
I mean, that's right in your face how they support both sides of every conflict.
Yeah, they actually give them the guns.
Yeah, they trick us into doing the exact same thing. And that's the story of our society is, they look at us as useless, throwaways. And look how well they've trained us to look at each other as useless throwaways.
Yeah, and not look at them, and not look at the real problem. That's like the whole reason they set up the whole political system the way it is. It's just a way to mask one problem onto another and blame it on this party, blame it on that party, go back and forth. Guys, the people that you're so passionate about fighting over, they don't give a crap. Like, they don't give a crap about their party. Like, honestly, that's just there for you. That's there for you to stay distracted. Going off on that whole thing again tonight, but it is. It is absolutely theater.
It's just put up there to give us a song and dance while the real powers are behind closed doors.
Yeah.
those think tanks is where they pass down these mind programs and
exactly.
That's where all of our taxes
that's where those plots come from, and you know, like something like September 11th or whatever. That would come from one of these think tanks. It wouldn't come, you know, from official people inside the government. It really wouldn't. It would come from these people that sit behind the scenes for years and years and years and pull the strings. Those are the people that decide on the dates, like for to invade countries and other things. It's a lot different than it's presented, people. It really, really is. It's a lot different. Don't you guys want to know? Isn't this stuff interesting? I mean, as much as it is evil, isn't it as interesting as hell? I mean, how could you not be interested in all this crazy stuff going on around you? I couldn't imagine knowing about it and not wanting to look into this stuff. I can't do anything else anymore, truth. If it's not related to learning something, I just can't do it. It's almost like I can't even enjoy myself too much because I'm so busy learning right now. I got so much stuff to learn.
Right.
It's good to put time aside, though, people. I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself. Put a little time aside. Have some fun every week. But put some time aside to research, too, and learn some things.
Yeah, for me,
better improve your life.
The only thing that's fun is finally getting some good news, seeing an official stand up to the corporations for once. That's what gives me pleasure. Nothing really else does. The only other thing that gives me pleasure is...
Seeing a healthy baby is always good.
Well, even that, because I'm afraid for everybody, and the children are especially the vulnerable ones. I got to
really
keep that out of my mind, actually, because I know how under threat they are, and it freaks me out. I can't even think about that. But what else gives me pleasure is witnessing other people have pleasure. When it's a pleasure from a healthy thing, and... One reason that gives me pleasure is because I get ideas that, you know, that, gee, that sounds like fun. You know, it'd be nice if I could enjoy that someday. But until, you know, we're not being so viciously attacked, I can't enjoy anything. If I go out fishing or something, it's because I got dragged out. I like fishing. I love to go out and be in nature and be on a boat and stuff. But there's no way I can enjoy myself while I know all this is going on. I have to be here.
Yep.
That's why I'm really not working that hard. I'm doing everything.
Doing what you do.
Yeah. I'm doing the only thing that I think is, that
exactly.
I can see is doing having any effect.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel. How could you put your free time towards anything else other than trying to educate people to what's going on? I mean, how can you take all this knowledge and just sit on it? I couldn't imagine. I mean, it would be eating me up inside. How could I not tell people? And that's how I feel still when I have friends that won't listen and they won't even entertain any of it. And I know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying I'm a know-it-all, but I don't make any of this stuff up. Before I come on the air and tell you guys, I research it. When I have an opinion, I tell you it's an opinion. When I tell these people, hey, there's this going on, GMO food, or there's that, or watch out for this, or, you know, maybe you shouldn't use that toothpaste. All you got to do is switch. You know what I mean? And they just ignore me, and I feel bad because they have kids, and their kids are going to go through it all because their parents knew too much to learn, I guess. And it bothers me. It bothers me that there's people in my life that I care about that won't listen. And I don't come across as too hard with it. I don't think I do. I've had a lot of success waking a lot of people up, and I mean a lot of people, guys. And it's just, you know, the ones that you don't get to, it hurts. It hurts you inside. That's just how I feel about it. I feel bad for these people, and I just wish that they would listen. And I'm not even trying to say, you know, I'm not trying to be like this radio personality and have people follow me or anything and follow the stuff I say. I'm just trying to be a regular guy that's getting you to realize what you need to do to take the blinders off so you can see what's going on around you. You don't need to check in with me every week and learn what's going on. I just want you to realize that, guys, you're never going to know what's going on if you don't know where to look or know how to start looking. And that's what we want to do here. We want to get you on the path to start looking, to start paying attention, to start being informed.
Well, another example of how they can do what hypocrites they are, and how they can just put it right in your face and get away with it is, you know, these GMOs are patented.
Yep.
And well, what's patented? You have to make an improvement on something, and if it's substantially equivalent, then it can't be patented because it's already been patented. It's already in existence, right?
Yeah.
If they have to declare GMO foods as substantially equivalent. A GMO soybean is substantially equivalent to a regular soybean. So if it's substantially equivalent, how can it be patented? You know?
Yeah,
like they
can
just
have
the cake and eat it too.
Yeah. And all the farmers that are fighting are losing. They're losing in court. They've been losing. The courts are all just totally, you know, it's all one big system. I mean, they're all just in on it.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, Monsanto's decision, or the Canada Supreme Court's decision for Monsanto against Percy Smizer, who got just some GMO canola seeds blown into his yard.
Yep.
And got sued by Monsanto. Well, the Supreme Court found in favor of Monsanto.
Oh, yeah.
3-2.
You hear that, guys? They're not going to defend you, all right? It's so bad. They're letting one company basically take control of our total food supply, and they're, like Truth was said, they're actually patenting food, and it's not just one or two things. They're going after everything now. And what that does, guys, is it legally makes them own that type of food. Now, obviously, they can't own the natural kind, but what they're doing is just contaminating everything that's natural, turning it all into the genetically modified kind, and they literally have people come by and test your crops. And if your crops has the genetically modified gene in it, they sue your ass, or they shut you down. Yeah, it's illegal, even if you didn't put it there. You could have receipts for all this organic stuff you bought or whatever, you know, the regular seeds that didn't come from them. And it doesn't matter, dude. If your field's polluted, and it can get polluted so many ways, it can get done naturally, okay? A bird can take a seed over. The wind can blow it over. And you better believe that's not just like a shot in the dark here. That happens all the time. These fields are next to each other. Of course the wind blows it over, okay? But besides that, just take, for example, Peru. Now, Peru was totally against GMOs. They banned it. They knew the dangers. They obviously had a good government standing up for the people. And they said, we're not letting that crap anywhere in our whole country, right? So you know what happened? Mysterious black bags just started showing up with genetically modified seeds in the fields. And it started contaminating everything. And then they basically had to make the switch. They were forced into it. This is a worldwide... You know, I don't want to use the word genocide. I think it might be a little strong, but I mean, it's going down that road. I mean, this is an evil scheme. This
well,
is a world.
I use the word Holocaust. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I could. It, guys, it's like the invisible Holocaust, right?
Well, it's multifaceted. There's a vaccine Holocaust, GMO, MSG is a Holocaust in and of itself. Because you don't have to kill someone
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's like invisible.
Yeah, you don't have to kill someone to commit genocide. Genocide is killing or enslavement of a people.
Oh, okay.
So we've been genocided already.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like murdering off of mass people. See, I learned something here tonight, guys. You know, if you're gonna attack the population, what they call the population problem, which is very, very overplayed. All right. Now what they want to do is they really do want to get the numbers way down. Okay. Now, you know, you can hear different numbers from all different people, you know, 500 million or down to a billion or whatever. But just think about it. Let's say they decide they want to get it down to a billion people, all right? Now, they have all the best weapons in the world, the most advanced armies, all this crap, right? Now, what happens if they go door-to-door and start killing people or killing people in stadiums? It's not going to fly. People are going to revolt right away. They're not going to stand for that. But if you poison them through the food and the water and stuff, and, you know, 90% of the people aren't even aware of it. I mean, it's a brilliant plan. And to think that they can't do it is being very naive. Most of the food in this country, guys, I mean, it comes through like 6 distribution plants. I mean, at the top, it really does come from just a few places. So for them to take control of it from the seed to the plate, which is what Monsanto is basically doing, it's not that hard. And they know something bad's going to happen. They've got a seed vault built up in the Arctic with all types of other seeds up there, and they make the seeds so they're sterile. When they come out, you can't replant them. Food that you can't replant the seeds, okay? What's wrong with the food we've been eating for thousands of years on this planet? Nothing. But now they're going to make it so you can't replant it. And all that does, guys, is Man, if you're one of these third world countries that you know that they might try something on, I'd be worried about this if you're getting genetically modified food, because it's only a matter of time before Monsanto pulls the plug on you. And when they pull the plug on you and you have no food for a couple months, you can't do anything. Your soil's already ruined, so it's going to take so long to get it back to normal where you can grow regular food in there. It's going to be Roundup sprayed friggin' everywhere. They could literally starve a whole continent. And we would never know. I mean, we might know, but most people would never know. This whole agri thing and them feeding, starving people in Africa, guys, and Bill Gates helping out, putting money. Guys, that's all a front to get genetically modified food all over their continent because Africa didn't want it. The farmers over there, they're not stupid like they like to be portrayed. They were smart. They don't want the genetically modified food. They know of the danger. So then people, you know, they just come in with their bull crap of how they're going to feed everybody down there. And it's all just a scheme to get the rest of the world all genetically modified. What do you think about that, Truthful?
Yeah, you could have said they don't want it in Africa because they're smart. They're not... they're not like us, who are dumb.
Yeah, exactly. They're a lot smarter than us.
I mean, we are absolutely. I have somebody on this SOCOM. That's where I met Rev J. Is on SOCOM video game for PlayStation 2. And there's somebody who just hates my guts because he got out of what I said that milk makes everybody zombies. And to this day, he says, "Shut up, you liar! Milk makes everybody zombies."
He still says it. Come on.
Well, he's—I don't know. This is a different guy. He fancies himself the king of the game, and he thinks he's pretty smart. I'm guessing he's warring right now with another rich kid who's—I don't know if he's rich or not. But,
that's fun. I used to play Ghost Recon. It's very similar to SOCOM. I used to play that a long time ago. Your mic's on over there, Coffee.
Yeah, I realize.
It's okay, buddy.
Sorry, a couple tidbits. If you buy a farm and you want it to be organic, you have to wait for 2 years if Roundup was used on the farm before you bought it.
That's exactly a good point.
And another product that's out there, it's called Pursuit. You have to wait for 5 years.
Wow. That's a great point. That is a great point because I was just telling people how it ruins the soil, and I had no idea that it was that long. I thought maybe 6 months or a year. Wow. That's a long time, guys. See, you can't even replant. So when they pull the plug on you for a few months, you're assed out.
Yeah. And just a little bit. Other tidbit that just rolled in is Churchill, way up in, I think it's in Winnipeg, or sorry, in Manitoba. They just pulled the plug on fluoridation.
I've seen a few places lately. I've seen a few places have been popping up a lot in the U.S. Actually, a handful of cities have been getting rid of it enough to make the news a little bit around here. What about up there? Has it been a few places, or is that pretty much the first one you've heard of that's been major?
No, there's been a few. There are heavy discussions going on, but apparently it's considered an unapproved drug. It's not been really tested.
It is a drug.
Yeah, and it doesn't have a DIN number either, which is, you know, the encoding for drugs.
Wow. It's so dangerous. It really is. Anybody out there that's listening that doesn't know, fluoride, the same stuff that's in your toothpaste, yeah, sodium fluoride, is basically the waste product of power plants, like coal plants. It's what they use to kill rats. If you fumigate a house for rats, they usually use sodium fluoride. They also put it in your drinking water, and it's so toxic, guys, that when they dump it in your drinking water, it actually eats away at the cement at the reservoirs, okay? That's how toxic it is. And then you're drinking it, brushing your teeth with it. You know, it was first put in the water by the Nazis to make the public docile, okay? No, they wouldn't want to do that to us now, would they? With all this crap going on? Of course they would.
Actually, Stalin did it first in the gulags and Hitler.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, okay. I didn't know that. How long ago was that?
It would probably... Well, Stalin was around before... Hitler.
Yeah, what, like 10 years before, 20 years before?
I'm not even sure the timeline, but you ever see the picture of Stalin and Churchill sitting side by side staring sternly and triumphantly over the crowd? You ever see that?
I think I did, yeah. Because they were all fluoridated.
Well, yeah, all the fluoridated. Well, you know, it was in the gulags that they didn't have mass fluoridation programs then, just in the gulags. And, of course, he killed, what, 8 million people? And here he is sitting beside Churchill. I mean, it's all right in your face, isn't it?
Don't you think? This is what I think. With all the stuff that's in your face, they laugh about stuff like that all the time. Look how we put it right in their face, like some of the stuff I was telling you, you know, about September 11th and the pictures I have and how they just have them out there and they're just laughing at you. Now the thing with the fluoride, right? I wanted to say, without even getting scientific in it, guys, you know, we are going to get a little bit because I want to talk about all the bad effects of it. But you know that the thing with it is. Well, I hate when I lose my train of thought and I start thinking about two things at once. I can't believe I just did that again. Oh, to break it down, right, guys? To break it down simply, right? Think about it this way without getting scientific on it. Why do you think you always hear the people, you're like your buddy, say, my teeth are fine and I never went to the dentist? And you're always like, man, my teeth always have so many cavities. I brush my teeth 3 times a day. I always go to the dentist. That's not a coincidence. That's all the extra brushing and all the extra fluoride treatments. It actually eats away at your teeth. Now, when you're a little kid, all right, I got these white marks on my teeth, on my two front teeth. I'm like pointing at them right now. They told me they were calcium deposits. They're not calcium deposits, guys. That's basically fluoride poisoning, okay? It's called dental fluorosis. 50% of the kids in this country get it, and it's from fluoride. It's from too much fluoride. It's basically fluoride poisoning.
Yeah, I have that as well.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah, you have it? Yeah.
Yeah. I was playing hockey when I was about 16, and we were fighting for the puck, and I actually was trying to hook the guy's stick, and I pushed it myself onto my – and it just barely touched my mouth. It was a wooden stick. But it snapped my tooth, even though it wasn't even nothing. It just snapped it. So I go to the dentist, and he looks, and he says, what are those cloudy streaks across your teeth? Well, I had no idea. I didn't even really notice them. And until you take a close look, you don't really notice it.
Yep.
And so the dentist had no idea. Of course, wow. This was a while ago.
Yeah. And the thing, guys, right? So, like he was saying, you get the white marks on your teeth, right? Well, yeah, that's not... You know, that's not the biggest deal in the world until his teeth breaks like it did. But besides that, okay, there's some serious health issues, guys. The stuff that is so serious that if you knew it, you wouldn't use it. And you say, yeah, okay, sure, I would use it. I got to brush my teeth. Buddy, listen, I got, you know, they have Tom's of Maine, and they have other brands. I'm sure there's a bunch of them. Maybe not a bunch, but there's a few. And you can get non-fluoride toothpaste. It's not that hard. And listen to me when I say this. So before you tell me, oh, well, what are your teeth going to look like in a few months? Fluoride is not the active ingredient that fights cavities in your toothpaste. Okay? Fluoride is just used as an abrasive cleaner. Think about that. Just think about what that word means and how they're probably playing on those words. You're scrubbing your teeth with toxic crap that's eating away at it. That's what you're doing. You really are. Now, when we want to talk about the other side effects, guys, it can cause kidney damage. It can cause all types of problems with your organs, okay? It can cause cancer. Now, ready for this one? This is a good one. It can actually, and not can, it does, it actually makes you stupid. It makes your IQ lower. Areas that have higher fluoridation in their water compared to the areas that have no fluoridation are generally 10% lower in their IQ. That's a fact. It also causes thyroid problems. Help me out here. I don't have my stuff. I'm forgetting a few things. I know I am. What are a few of the other major health implications of fluoride long-term use that I skipped? I missed a couple.
Yeah, it builds up in the bone.
In your bones, right? Yep, bone disease, bone cancer.
It calcifies the pineal gland. It actually melts holes in your brain tissue. It actually,
that is unbelievable.
It'll plaque your synapses. It builds up, I think it it also causes, it attacks your thyroid.
Yep, it does. I did that. Yep.
Causes metabolic syndrome, which is the explanation for all the obesity. MSG also.
Oh, fertility. It can cause, infertility too.
Infertility. It also causes apathy. And so what we have is the MSG attack to get us hyper and then fluoride to calm us back down again and make a certain percentage of us nuts.
Yeah, so it makes you go up and down, makes you go wacky. Now, I learned something new just from asking you that. You said about the synapses in the brain, and can you talk about, elaborate on that for a minute? I've never heard that part of it.
Well, I'm not sure about the chemical reaction that causes it. I know a little bit more in depth about MSG, but I do know that it does cause brain lesions, fluoride, and it builds up.
It's awful. And it's very poisonous, straight up poisonous, guys. Why do you think on the back of your toothpaste it says even if you swallow a pea-sized amount of it, you got to call Poison Control Center? And look at the ingredients, guys. 85% sodium fluoride, mine was when I first checked, when I found this out. 85% sodium fluoride. We're talking about the waste product of coal and other power plants. And, guys, you got to think about this, too. They're always trying to make money. So it's not just about the health, too. They just basically don't want to pay to waste that stuff either. So they just put it in your water. It's so toxic, guys, it would cost more money than normal toxic waste to get rid of. It really would. They would get charged extra at the waste dump for that. So they dump it in your freaking water. They put it in your toothpaste, guys. Now, these are easy things in life to change. Like I said, when we can offer solutions, we like to offer solutions here. And, you know, the whole thing we were talking about earlier with the food, that's a hard thing. It really is. It's very hard. And you gotta try. But it's hard. I mean, you eat food how many times a day from how many different places? It's really hard. You gotta try. But with this, I mean, it's almost easy with this. Compared to some of the other stuff that's going on, to cut fluoride out of your life is fairly easy, guys. I mean, it really is. First off, you switch your toothpaste. Not hard to do. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, whatever. They all have it. Just make sure when you get it. If you do get the kind I got, Tom's and Maine, read the box anyways because they have both kinds. And if it doesn't say fluoride free, you're going to get the kind with the fluoride. It says it right on it, though, either kind. Now, the other thing is, with the water, guys, if you're just careful, okay? I went with Belmont Springs, okay? I'm trying to help you guys out because there's a lot of kinds of water. You don't know if there's fluoride in it. They're talking about adding lithium and all this other crap. I get distilled from Belmont Springs, and I made sure there was no fluoride in it before I got it, and I have it delivered to my house. So I don't drink fluoridated water. My dog doesn't drink it. And this is much cheaper than you. This is way cheaper than buying gallons at the store. I mean, this is nothing. I pay almost nothing a month for this thing, okay? And I make my ice cubes out of it, because what's the point if you're going to put tap water in the ice cubes? Don't forget about the ice cubes. It's really easy, and that's all I do to get the fluoride out. I mean, you know, obviously if I go out somewhere and I eat something and they use water that was fluoridated, yeah, obviously I'm still getting it, but I'm cutting it way out. The hard part with the fluoride is, yes, it does sit in your bones. You can absorb it in the shower and in the bath. And obviously, you need to shower and bathe. I shower and bathe all the time. Now, if you're going to get serious on that end, there's actually on a cheaper level, you can get like a filter. I was looking the other day, actually, probably like 2 weeks ago at Lowe's. That's the local home improvement place around here. And they had filters. Do you know anything about the zeolite filters, Truth Ward? Do they really work good to kill the fluoride in the water? Oh, I think we lost them.
Oh, sorry. Well, you might have to spend like $5,000 to $7,000 to buy a reverse osmosis system. Because prolonged or repeated overexposure to fluoride compounds can cause fluorosis. And that causes skeletal changes. You know, they call that osteosclerosis. Hardening or abnormal density of the bone and softening of the bones. And that's why I wonder sometimes when older people fall, if so many of them, their hips just break.
That is got to be a lot of it. No, I was going to get into that next after I talked about the filter, like if that didn't work. But I think, and I don't know, that's why I'm asking, did those zeolite, it's some sort of powder that supposedly gets rid of the fluoride. Because I checked all the filters that they had. I'm like, do they have anything
you know, without getting a reverse osmosis system like he's talking about, anything that'll actually take the fluoride out of the shower head. And I looked, and they do have this, it has some sort of powder in it that supposedly neutralizes it. Have you guys heard anything about that? I saw it and looked.
Whoa.
No, but they also say that, and you talk about the showering thing, it can cause skin and respiratory asthma-like disorders, too.
Yeah. But do you know if that powder works or no?
I don't know.
Yes, I've heard of something called precious prills. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the same thing. It's kind of a powder that you put into water. And apparently it not only takes out fluoride, but it adds essential minerals.
Yeah, that's what this is, and it's not like going and buying that reverse osmosis filter, which honestly most people aren't going to do. I'm not even going to do that. But for $150, you can get a filter that does it. I mean, Jesus, you got to try it, right? I'm going to try it. I just moved into a new apartment like 2 months ago. I was in the middle of moving actually when I was buying paint and stuff at the home improvement store, and I saw it because I was looking for it, and he showed me where the filters were, and I looked, and it gets rid of fluoride. It says I don't know how much it works, but if that works, that's a great deal. Supposedly, there's enough powder in there to last you a year, and then it's gone. With me, it'll probably last 6 months, but, you know. But that's true, though. That will add up. You know, that reverse osmosis system is obviously probably better, and it's not going to be gone in a year, but it is a huge, huge price tag. But, yeah, guys, like, seriously, with the fluoride, I mean, that's something you can act on now. Go in your bathroom, right? Take your $4 tube of toothpaste and throw it in the freaking trash, please, okay? CVS is down the street. Walgreens is down the street. I don't know where you guys live. You have a drugstore around you. It's probably open right now. Most places have a 24-hour drugstore. Go down there and get some other toothpaste, man. Seriously, $4. Don't just brush this off and keep giving poison to your kids. You are giving poison to your kids. And do you like paying the dental bills? You don't think they know about that? They've known forever, okay? I know for a fact that the ADA at least sent a memo out to the dentist in 1996 telling them not to give fluoride to anybody under 6 because of how deadly it was. So obviously they've known since then and obviously before, okay? Maybe I shouldn't say obviously, but I know it's been before that. But officially, they actually sent the memo out to all the dentists in 96, okay? So this long, and I still see on shelves, like, you know, fluoridated water for babies. That just makes my skin boil. Makes me so pissed off. Fluoridated water for babies? What do you think about that, guys?
Well, that's why that ties in with you know, the baby food company lobbying the hardest to keep MSG in the baby food. So, yeah, they and then, you know, getting pregnant women to get flu shots now.
What's the other one there? I hate when I can't think of the word. You know, when they get the friggin' radiation done, the x-ray, the ultrasound, not the ultrasound. What are they having women do that's radiating the babies ahead of time now when they're not supposed to be doing it? I can't even think of it off the top of my head what the procedure is that they've changed the policy on and they're giving it to pregnant women now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, they attack the most vulnerable.
Yeah, and look at, guys, think of a precious little baby. Think of holding a precious little newborn baby in your hands.
Yeah, there was something in the 50s called thalidomide, and they said it was going to help, and that's where all those babies started being born without arms and legs and fingers and toes, and they stopped that pretty quick.
It's unbelievable, guys. It's so sad. I mean, like I was saying, think about holding a little precious baby. And somebody's trying to poison that baby and give it stuff that's going to kill it and ruin it. And how can people do this, you know? How can people do it? And, you know, we don't have the answers for that. I mean, that's probably the age-old question is how people can be this evil.
Well, you know why they chose the building in Oklahoma they chose, right?
Because it had a daycare in it.
Yeah.
Yep, and they want to show images of dead babies on the TV to drive the point home. How do you guys like that? Dead babies. Unbelievable.
Although if the trade towers were hollow, maybe that building was hollow.
No, listen, and I had mentioned that like on one of my earlier shows.
out of all the things that have happened, that I'm not saying that they were hollow. I'm talking 9/11. Yeah, the Trade Center's towers were mostly hollow, but I'm talking about Oklahoma City. I'm not saying it was hollow, but knowing what I know about 9/11 and knowing who was on the scene of Oklahoma City when it happened, giving us a lot of the information, I have a lot of doubts about if that's what really happened at Oklahoma City. I do, but I have to look into it, guy. I mean, I really would, but I definitely have doubts now about that. Dead babies, and who knows if they really killed the babies. Well, there's so much stuff about that, too, if you think about it. Maybe that's why you never get to see any of the tapes. They supposedly lost all the tapes.
That gives me a lot of hope to think that nobody actually died in these events. I'd rather be fooled that way. I'll take it.
Now you know why I was saying what I said earlier about the underwear bomber. Thinking about these things, then thinking about the underwear bomber, and again, it was Alex Jones that interviewed the witness from the underwear bomber. It just seems like it's all an act. It does. You know what I mean? I don't think the underwear bomber ever was going to, even though he was put on them by the U.S. agent, the whole story, I don't think he was ever going to light anything on fire. I think that was just an act, and I don't think I was ever on the plane. I think they just made that story up, you know what I mean? Put it out there. Then they got this well-spoken guy, Kurt Haskell, to go on the Alex Jones show and once again push out a bullcrap terror scare thing that never happened. It makes perfect sense to me. I mean, you know, would it be a stretch? Not after knowing what I told you about the towers, right? And for anybody out there listening that is kind of lost, I am going to do another show on that. Probably in this week coming up, maybe towards the end of the week, I'm going to do another show on 9/11. I got a little bit of new information to add into it, and I do want to go down the whole thing again for everybody. But we got about 10 minutes left. Anything else you guys want to bring up tonight?
Well, they're starting flu clinics here next week.
Oh, Jesus. I seen the signs around here outside the CVS, and they're trying to give you, like, a discount on your groceries and stuff if you get a flu shot.
Wow.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. They give you, like, 25% off your order if you get a flu shot while you're there. How about that?
Wow.
And guys, if a flu shot worked, wouldn't you only need to get it once? I mean, we've talked about this for a while before. I mean, if it really worked and built up the antibodies to fight the disease, wouldn't they be there forever? But no.
Wow.
It's all bull, man. And, yeah, we did a whole show on vaccines once. I don't know if you were here, but, you know, there's 5,000 open cases right now against the government for... And I'm not just talking about kids injured from vaccines. I'm talking specifically autism, okay? 5,000 open cases right now. Kids that got autism from the vaccines, and they are still denying the link to this day. They deny the link so much, they've actually made up new conditions out of thin air. They've made up conditions that don't exist to say that that kid has that condition rather than to admit that the kid has autism. But, they're actually paying these families to try and keep it out of the media and keep it out of the regular court. They've actually set up a whole court called Vaccine Court. It's called the VCIP. I don't have it in front of me. I think it's like Vaccine Injury something something court. Okay? And, yeah, they have a special court set up just to hear these cases so they can get them in and out of there fast as they can. And they've paid out hundreds of millions of dollars to families, to kids that have got injured from vaccines, from autism specifically. And then... there's tons of other cases. One of the other main things about it, guys, is brain damage, okay? I'm not a doctor, guys, and I don't know a whole lot about health. I try to know a little bit, enough to pass on some information to you. But I've looked into the vaccines, guys, and they're so dangerous. I'm not even going to tell you, look into it and make a decision. Don't get them. Seriously. Don't be a fool. Don't get your kids any of the vaccines. Like, literally. Give your kids healthy foods that are going to help them. Don't go stick a shot in their arm that's supposed to stop them from getting sick. Let them get sick. If they're going to get the flu, oh my God, they got the friggin' flu. You guys can deal with it for a couple days. Are you really going to give them a shot that we know has mercury in it?
Can I talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. The flu is yours, brother.
Well, who talked about that on Friday, okay? World Health, like, I emailed WHO when SARS came to Canada, and our mayor in Toronto didn't even know what WHO stood for. That's how much of a dutz some of our supposed political.
And it's not hard of an acronym to figure out.
Yeah, he said, "Who the hell is who?" And I said, "Well, don't worry about our cowboy mayor." I said, "SARS is a real problem here," and it was. So, the World Health Organization, what they're trying to do is fend off this week an effort to include a mercury derivative used in vaccines from being banned in a global treaty under negotiation this week.
What, they're trying to unban it? They're trying to make it legal now?
Yeah, let me get into it. The next round of talks for the proposed binding treaty begins the end of the month. Halloween, of course. Isn't that neat? And Geneva-based UN health agency is trying to lobby for support of its position that banning thimerosal would be a mistake. Thimerosal is a preservative used in many vaccines that are shipped to doctors and clinics in multi-dose vials. That's just the outline, okay? I'm not gonna get into the whole thing, but just anything to do with mercury, like gag me with a spoon.
That's awful, man. And we even have, guys, I have a tape, okay? I'm gonna play it on my next show. Talked about it before. I gotta just play it. It's like a 10-minute YouTube thing. But we have the head doctor, and I forget his name at the time, but I do have this information. The head doctor at Merck, which is, you know, the largest vaccine maker, the head guy, laughing about how they put SV40 in cancer and they put AIDS in the polio vaccines and all this other stuff, and he's laughing about it. Laughing on tape, laughing about it for like 10 minutes. Thinks it gets a kick out of it. They get a kick out of giving people disease. Deadly disease. And they do it through the vaccines, guys. They really do. Don't get the damn things for your kids, please. If you think I'm crazy right now, then prove me crazy. Go look into it. It won't take you more than a half hour to know that there's really something serious going on here. And you better question it. You see, do not trust the doctors you see on TV, okay? They're on TV for a reason. Anybody that's on TV is there for a reason. If they're giving you information, the information is sugar-coated and controlled. It is. You're not going to get real health information from a freaking doctor wearing scrubs on TV in the afternoon. You're not. I've seen some of these boneheads and some of the idiotic things they'd say up there. And I bet after they spill all this bullcrap all night, all day long, I bet when it comes down to it, they don't get their kids vaccines. Because they know. They know. But you know what? They take checks. They take payments. They take grants. They take all types of little favors to push through the agenda and push it on as many people as possible. A lot of these doctors these days, yeah, there's a lot of smart doctors. Of course, they go to medical school for 8 years. But do you know what's being taught at the school? No. A lot of these guys are being taught to write prescriptions and give friggin' vaccines. It's really that simple. That's all a lot of doctors know how to do. A lot of them is write scripts for pills. Keep the ball rolling between Big Pharma, not the ball rolling, but you know what I mean. Keep the money flowing between Big Pharma, you know, all the cancer institutes, the medical industry, and the whole food thing too. The FDA, you know, they want to get you sick. They want to get you to the doctor. They want you paying all this type of outrageous money for treatment. It's awful. It's awful. And whenever there's a natural cure for something, guys, they chase them out of the country. They make them look crazy. They'll throw them in jail. If you have a natural cure for something, or you can suggest natural foods and supplements to people to cure diseases. Guys, if you have a disease or somebody in your family has a disease, do a little bit of research before you, especially if it's cancer, guys. We could do many shows on that and just, you know, what you're doing by giving yourself chemo. I mean, at least look into some other alternatives before you do that. I mean, that's basically you're radiating your whole body to kill like a couple little cells. Truth, do you have any thoughts? You must have some thoughts on chemo.
Yeah. Basically, when you get cancer, it's your immune system not doing its job anymore. And so the first thing they want to do is to take out your immune system entirely so that, you know, you have this terrible tragedy, and of course the GDP goes up when there's tragedy for us. So what you can do is there's something called low-dose chemotherapy, is they can give you just microdoses of chemo. And there's another therapy that goes along with that that's actually quite successful. But, of course, you know. So, and the funny thing is, you know, another thing, another barrier people can't seem to get over is this, oh, they didn't know. They didn't realize. There's so many things that I've heard people say, oh, they didn't know, they didn't realize, that, I mean, you just have to be an absolute buffoon to overlook all of these things all the time. People are just willing to accept anything. As long as it came from somebody in a suit. And why do they wear a tie, I guess? Is so that they can
hang
you if you don't do as they say?
People really are willing to throw their common sense out nowadays more than anything. Just throw their common sense out and basically do what they're told. And you try and tell them something that should make a lot of sense to them. And sometimes it just doesn't go through. And it's like they believe these asinine theories. like airplanes vaporizing. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, guys. Use your head a little bit. When somebody tells you something, it sounds like absolute total bullcrap, and you don't understand how it could be true, you're probably right. Look into it a little bit, guys. Especially if it comes to your health.
Ugh. Yeah, people, sometimes just putting stuff on, like on your Facebook page, can really get the word around. Like, for example, a scam popped up last week on Facebook about people getting a free Tim Hortons gift card. Well, I posted it on my page, and other people did, and because it was a scam, Facebook actually went in and took it off.
Yeah.
So, little wins for the little people.
So fluoride is a factor in Alzheimer's disease, which is a spongiform disease. It's basically Alzheimer's is little holes developing in your brain.
Doesn't MSG cause that too?
Well, what MSG does is it's excitotoxic. Glutamate is a neurotransmitter. So what it does is it opens the blood-brain barrier and it opens your synapses, and then another carrier protein dumps in calcium, and that's what fires your synapses. Then another carrier protein comes along and whisks away the glutamate. We're talking molecules here. And that's then the blood-brain barrier and the synapse all close. So when you add MSG, that increases free glutamate. By the way, glutamate is called excitotoxic because it is very toxic, and the brain has very elaborate systems to regulate the level of glutamate in the whole brain. And so here comes MSG to throw that whole thing out of whack, and it opens your blood-brain barrier. It further exposes your pineal to the fluoride. And the fluoride seems to collect more in the pineal than anywhere else in the brain.
Wow.
So, glutamate is the main neurotransmitter in the brain. And here it is in our food, in free form.
Unbelievable. Guys, we got a minute left. We're just going to go around real quick and get a last word from these guys and from myself. What do you guys want to add real quick before we're out of here? We got a minute.
Just thanks for both of you being on tonight. Awesome.
Man, no problem. Thanks for, coming on and helping us out and bringing some stuff to the table that, some stuff I hadn't heard. Really appreciate that. Truthful, how about you?
Well, we cover a lot of really terrible, awful stuff. But I've been noticing that, for every bad thing we uncover, there's a million good things that's also being hidden. And there's something for everyone. Nobody has to, this isn't a job. It isn't a heroic act of any kind. For me, the truth is a way of life. And it really comes down to you caring about what matters. And first of all is your health, because if you're not healthy, you can't enjoy anything. The healthier you are, the more fun you're going to have. So also, staying healthy takes hard work. Your body is designed to do physical exertion. And so if you're not working, and I don't mean employed, I mean just working and working, fixing your house and, all of that stuff that you need. Everybody needs to be able to fix their own damn house and fix your own car. The more stuff you can do yourself, the more independent you're going to be. And the less you're going to be out there feeding the beast.
It's true, because the more you know, the more well versed you are on different things, like you said, the more independent you can be, and the less reliant you'll be on other people. If the you know what actually does hit the fan, you're gonna need to know how to do a lot of things, because you know you're this guy and that guy that does this and that for you won't be around, or you know. My final point that I wanted to say on this show, that this is a point you could really say on any show, at the end of any show, you know. There's a lot of information. We just threw a boatload of information at you, okay? You might not even know where to start, guys. But, you know, just start like this. Know what you're putting in your body, okay? Have some idea. Have some idea of what you're putting in your body. And I'm not saying you have to eat like an Olympic athlete training for the games coming up this summer or something like that. Just the stuff that's really, really, really bad, like the fluoride, that you can easily get out of your system for the most part, you know, besides actually absorbing it through your skin. I mean, you don't have to be consuming the stuff. You don't got to be brushing your teeth with the stuff. Just, you know, look into a few of these things for yourself. I want you to see how much is out there. Why don't we try and make it easy for you guys? We'll start with one thing tonight, okay? One thing. And we talked about GMOs at great length the other day a little bit tonight. Just look into the fluoride a little bit. I'm not even going to give you any specific sources. I want you to learn that you can just go there, Google these words, and just read between the lines a little bit, and then read the headlines that look like they're wrong to you, and they're just like, wow, how could that all be true? Click on them. Read them. See what's going on. See what is true and what isn't. It's really dangerous stuff, and I just want you guys to realize we're not trying to scare you here at the station. We're trying to give you as much information as possible, and we're trying to present it to you in an easy-to-understand way. And we just want you guys to take the information and run with it. Don't trust my research. Don't trust these guys' research. Go off our research. Look into these things on your own, and you'll see how much truth there is behind what we're saying. Guys, we are way past being over the clock. I want to thank everybody that was here tonight. Filling in for Bull across tonight, and fasting. You said you don't have a show. Okay, you just fill in sometimes, right? And go ahead.
Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit there. I wasn't sure what you said.
Oh, I was just gonna, you know, our other buddy that's been helping us out. What's your name, buddy? Is it Fessy?
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say he doesn't. You don't have a show, but you fill in a lot. So. Just wanted to thank you and, you know, thank Truth War. He doesn't have his own show right now, but he might in the future. And he's usually the guy that's here running the back lines. He's usually the guy that's making it happen, guys. He's up till 4 in the morning running it. He's up at 11 or 10 with me sometimes doing the show. You know, people here put in a lot of hours and a lot of effort, guys. And we don't get paid for this, guys. We do this for free. Just take the information we're giving you. Take it serious. Why are we up here for 3 hours a night doing this?
And the 3-hour show tomorrow, as the special tomorrow by Chris Flowers, is going to be interesting too, probably.
Yeah, what time is that? Is that at noon? Chris Flowers, guys, I think it's at noon. We'll post something up on the site or something for you guys to see. He has a 3-hour special tomorrow on Nikola Tesla. And, you know, we've mentioned his work a lot. Maybe the greatest inventor / scientist that ever lived. And a lot of his information, including his free energy technology and everything else, has been censored. And that's at 12 noon Eastern time tomorrow, guys. Guys, we're way over the time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll be back Monday night at 10 p.m. And you just listened to an episode of The Lone Gunman with Bo Lacoste, without Bo. Good night, everybody.
1, 2, 3.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink.